Hello everyone, this is Jimmy Allen, your host from Orpheus Cyber, and welcome back to episode 6 of Orpheus Talks, your weekly cyber threat intelligence summary focusing on incidents during the week commencing the 23rd of May 2022. This week I'll be taking you through the following topics: our key issue, espionage efforts target Russian government organizations, cyber criminals, ransomware remains a threat to organizations, nation state, Russian state espionage continues to target institutions linked with NATO, and finally, hacktivists, pro-Russia and pro-Ukraine hacktivists clash amidst Russo-Ukrainian war. Starting off with our key issue, it was discovered that an unidentified nation state group targeted Russian government organizations in 4 separate spear phishing campaigns between February and April 2022. The campaigns, which followed Russia's invasion of Ukraine, targeted Russian state media outlet RT and Russian state-owned defense firm Rostec. Both sought to implant a remote access Trojan to conduct espionage. Overlaps in infrastructure with past Chinese espionage operations suggest Chinese threat actors could be behind these campaigns. Also, the RAT used in these spear phisher campaigns share similarities with Sakula, a RAT previously used by Chinese unit Deep Panda. We have recently reported on Chinese nation-state espionage groups such as Space Pirates and Curious George targeting Russian entities. This campaign is likely an additional instance of Chinese espionage against Russia. This campaign is likely an additional instance of Chinese espionage against Russia to gain insight into its geopolitical intentions, as China currently claims neutrality to maintain its relations with Russia, the US, and Europe. Our cybercriminal reporting this week has continued to focus on ransomware. Reiterating how attractive it is for criminal actors. Cybercriminal group Industrial Spy, for instance, though initially only engaging in data leak extortion, has now also started encrypting files. In doing so, Industrial Spy has de facto moved to double extortion, the tactic that sees ransomware extortionists stealing files in addition to encrypting systems. Our reporting on ransomware this week has also underlined how the threat particularly applies to sectors which are known to be susceptible to downtime. These include both education and transport. For instance, the school district Chicago Public Schools announced it was the victim of a data breach resulting from a ransomware incident impacting a vendor in December 2021. Chicago Public Schools stated that the ransomware attack on Battelle for Kids resulted in a supply chain compromise that exposed data related to approximately 500,000 students and 50,000 employees in its school system. Chicago Public Schools claimed that their contract with Battelle for Kids required an immediate notification of a breach, but first learned of the compromise on the 26th of April 2022 and notified of which individuals had been affected on the 11th of May 2022. The vendor blamed the delay on the time taken to verify the breach's authenticity and a law enforcement investigation, while schools in Ohio are also believed to be affected by the breach. The absence of a public disclosure by a ransomware group suggests that Battelle for Kids likely paid the ransom, thus keeping the disclosure private at the time of compromise. This incident reiterates that ransomware operators are continuing to target the education sector in the United States, and that these organizations are an attractive target due to the perception that they have lower cybersecurity posture coupled with large amounts of sensitive data. Meanwhile, Indian Airlines SpiceJet informed customers that an attempted ransomware attack has impacted several of its systems, resulting in delays to flight departures. SpiceJet was also compromised in January 2020 when the airline admitted to allowing an unauthorized user to access a database backup file containing unencrypted information belonging to 1.2 million passengers who had used its services over the previous month. Additionally, the company went through financial hardship due to travel restrictions imposed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Which may have impacted their ability to improve their cybersecurity posture, thus making them a target for ransomware groups. We assess that the aviation sector continues to be a prominent target for cybercriminal groups because of its susceptibility to downtime and the vast amount of personally identifiable information that airlines hold. Our previous reporting highlights this trend, we observed a ransomware campaign conducted against Swissport International and the compromise of global IT provider CETA, which led to an extensive data breach encompassing 12 airlines. As for our nation-state coverage, we have mostly continued to report on Russia's espionage campaigns against NATO institutions. Russian state espionage unit Turla has targeted the Austrian Federal Economic Chamber, a NATO learning platform, and the Baltic Defense College in Estonia, which provides military education and organizes conferences attended by high-ranking NATO officers. Turla targeted the institutions with phishing emails, which contain links to spoof websites of both organizations hosting .docx files. It is likely the two operations were staged to conduct reconnaissance. This is because the malicious files retrieved a portable graphics format file that in turn allowed Turla to view the version and type of Word application. This information could be used to formulate exploits to be deployed in future operations targeting the same entities. And finally, the hacktivist group Anonymous Italy has recently leaked a list of emails and passwords used by pro-Russia hacktivist group Killnet on the paste site Just Paste. It is likely that this latest compromise is in response to distributed denial of service campaigns launched by Killnet against Italian and Romanian government websites in relation to their support of Ukraine. Killnet had previously targeted Anonymous as part of their efforts against pro-Ukraine hacktivists and organizations and states. Although the activity of both groups is linked to the war in Ukraine, their operations remain separate from the war effort with little disruptive impact offline. If you'd like to stay up to date with cyber threat intelligence incidents, you can subscribe to our weekly newsletter using the link in the description or via our website, orpheuscyber.com. Remember to follow us on Spotify and hit the notifications icon to receive an alert when we upload new episodes. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.